Pledge allegiance to the flag of our country. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you this evening, Lord, thanking you for all the blessings you bestowed upon us. And Lord, tonight we ask that you look over this city commission and give us the knowledge that you want us to have to make the decisions that are in the best interest of our citizens. For all these things we ask in your most precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First on the agenda this evening is approval of our minutes from our meeting on January the 23rd. They have been distributed. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Hearing none, we need a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion to approve. We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? This motion carried unanimously. First reading and public hearing of proposed ordinances. Ordinance 25-07.
Yes, Mayor. Ordinance 25-07, an ordinance of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, rezoning certain real property, generally described as approximately 0.25 plus minus acres of land, generally located at 1144 East Plant Street, south of East Plant Street, north of Carol Anderson Drive, west of Southwest Crown Point Road, and east of 11th Street, from C-2 Arterial Commercial District to CAPUD Character Area Planned Unit Development, providing for certain CAPUD requirements, and describing the development as the 1144 East Plant Street CAPUD, providing for severability, providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. The applicant is requesting to rezone a 0.25-acre parcel located at 1144 East Plant Street to Character Area Planned Unit Development to develop the parcel. The project includes a single-story commercial building and a two-story live-work building. The project also includes site improvements such as parking, a 12-foot-wide mixed-use trail that is consistent with the property's overlay requirements, and landscaping. The proposed character area planned unit development rezoning is consistent with the city's comp plan, the city's code of ordinances, and the Plant Street character area overlay standards. And so with that, staff recommends approval of ordinance 25-07. Be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission. Hearing none, this is a public hearing. We will open a public hearing if anyone wishes to speak. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing, and we need a motion.
Motion to approve ordinance 25-07 with the second reading, February 27, 2025.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, like sign. Motion carried unanimously. Second reading and public hearing of proposed ordinances, ordinance 25-08.
Yes, sir. Ordinance 25-08, an ordinance of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, amending Chapter 2, Article Roman 2, Code of Ordinances of the City of Winter Garden, relating to code enforcement, providing for the appointment of a special magistrate by the City Commission, providing that references to the Code Enforcement Board elsewhere in the Code, the Winter Garden Land Development Regulations, and any other codes, ordinances, and resolutions of Winter Garden, Florida, are also deemed references to the special magistrate, granting all powers and duties as prescribed by Florida law to the special magistrate, including the authority to issue orders, levy fines, and enforce decisions, conforming the provisions governing the conduct of hearings, administrative fines, costs of repair, and liens, providing for enforcement procedures, conduct of hearings, administrative fines, and liens, setting forth designations, qualifications, and compensation of the special magistrate.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The city has initiated a code amendment that would establish a special magistrate position that is appointed by the City Commission. The special magistrate would have the authority to render decisions relating to violations of city code, violations of the city alcohol ordinance, as well as hear appeals for violations related to speed enforcement cameras. The code enforcement board will remain active, and decisions in code enforcement cases may be rendered by either body. So with that, staff recommends approval and adoption of ordinance 25-08.
Okay, questions from the commission?
Would this be to help expedite some of the code issues we're seeing? Is that the purpose?
Yes, it's just an alternate means of reviewing those code cases.
So right now, I think the code's going to continue to render decisions on.
Primarily, the services will be used to preside over hearings relating to any traffic citations that are issued through the school zone enforcement or red light cameras.
Okay.
And should anybody potentially violate the alcohol ordinance, that is also some method that you could use to preside over that hearing as well as the code enforcement board.
Thank you.
Remember, there's a process they go through before they get to the magistrate.
Yeah.
So the city will be looking at it prior to that. Okay. Any other questions? This is a public hearing. We will open a public hearing if anyone wishes to speak. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing, and we need a motion.
Move to approve ordinance 25-08.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Under regular business, resolution 25-01.
Yes, sir. Resolution number 25-01, a resolution of the city of Winter Garden, Florida, electing to use the uniform method of collecting non-ad valorem special assessments levied within the incorporated area of the city, stating a need for such levy, providing for the mailing of this resolution, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. This is to preserve our right, if needed, to levy a special assessment as we get into the fiscal year. If you recall, during the last meeting, we initiated a study to look at a fire assessment fee. And again, we still have some unknowns as it relates to the approval of Amendment 5, and this is just a tool that we would like to have in the toolbox should we need it. So Resolution 25-01 preserves our right to use such assessment if needed. Staff would be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Then we need a motion.
Move to approve ordinance 25-01.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Recommendation to approve a payment for Axon body cameras. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor, Commissioners. This is a request to continue the contracted services with Axon. This is basically for our video storage and our body cameras. We have a 5-year contract, and this would be for year 2. The invoice for the cost would be $124,783.38. This amount has been included in the budget, and we're requesting authorization to make payment. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
So is this amount in the budget, or is it a little bit more, a little bit less?
We budgeted $125,000.
Very, whoa, very good, Chief. Impressive. Any questions? We need a motion.
Recommendation to approve payment for Axon body camera video system.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioner.
Recommendation to authorize city attorney to pursue foreclosure or collection action. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So since 2020, staff has been trying to work with the property owner, Alistair Rogers, who owns multiple lots in the East Winter Garden area, to resolve his many code enforcement issues at 114 North Street. I will briefly go through the timeline events with some photos to help illustrate all the issues that we've been seeing out there. So in 2020, the city received a report that Mr. Rogers was building a structure on his property without permits. It was clear what was being built was a pair of small living quarters in a shed-like structure, which is not permitted at this location. After the city issued the stop order, Mr. Rogers then submitted a permit for a shed. This permit was approved with several conditions, including that the shed could not be developed into living quarters. After it was constructed, the quote-unquote shed failed its inspection as it was found to be built in a location that was different than the city approved and it was still built out as living quarters, which again, we said that he couldn't do. The living quarters themselves were found to be substandard with improper electrical work and buckets that were used to collect wastewater, which you can see in some of these photos here. The property also had other code enforcement issues, such as an accumulation of trash and debris and an inoperable vehicle on the lot. So in July of 2023, the property was found in violation of code sections 18-91, 18-155, and 18-515, all of which pertain to those illegal structures that were built on the property. And in September of 2023, the board motioned to fine Mr. Rogers $300 a day until the issues were corrected. The issues have never been corrected, and so the property continues to accrue fines, and today the total is $157,800 in those code enforcement fines. Meanwhile, Mr. Rogers continues to generate new code cases on the property. The code enforcement board found him in violation in January of this year for a new accumulation of trash and debris, and the code board found him in violation again last week for a new tarp fence and wood fence that he is constructing, as you can see here, without permits, seemingly to try and hide all the trash and debris in the yard. So, given Mr. Rogers' history of violations and a failure to comply with the city's code of ordinances, staff would recommend that the city foreclose or pursue collection actions not only against the subject property at 114 North Street, but also against all other non-homestead properties owned by Mr. Rogers within Orange County, which include 102 North Street, 122 North Street, and also the property in the center here, which just has a North Street address. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
What are the conditions at the other properties?
They're in better conditions. The property to the north here is mostly vacant, so there's really no structures of note on that property.
Okay.
And the property to the east has, there's been no recent code enforcement actions against that property.
Okay. Once we pursue the collections, if he pays it, it goes away?
He has to come into compliance as well. So he would have to remove the illegal structures on his property, bring the property back to conformance, pay the fines, and then he's considered correct with the code.
Are these properties rented? Is he renting these properties?
I believe so. We don't have any firm data on how the properties are being used currently, but all indications are that people are living on the property.
So we're not saying in the other properties that we would be foreclosing. That's only on 114 North Street. We would just be taking legal action and getting a judgment lien?
No. Yeah. Actually, in fact, that the statutes allow for a lien on all of this property. This lien is against this piece, but the judgment, assuming we proceed and get a judgment, there would be a lien against a recorded certified copy of that would be a lien against those properties as
through a foreclosure action against the other properties as well?
Ultimately, yes. If you didn't pay the fine.
Right, but they all have different parcel IDs.
Correct.
114 North Street is the property that's
correct.
Egregious. And
yes.
But if he sells one of the other properties, then the lien will be attached to that.
Yes.
We would get our money back, so it protects
right.
the city in that regard.
Right. It's only one amount of money. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not multiples. It's just a single sum.
Correct.
That he would need to pay in order to satisfy the new order.
But a foreclosure would be taking of the other properties, and we could get a judgment lien that would attach to him personally, correct? So that if he sold it, we could collect.
Correct.
Without foreclosure.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the other ones.
Yes.
Any other questions from the commission? I mean, it's all of our thoughts. We'd love for him to clean it up and move on.
Right.
But
that's typically what we'd like to see in all of these. But this, as you heard from Kelly, is just an ongoing issue.
It's not fair to the neighbors either.
Right.
Yeah, our ideal outcome would be Mr. Rogers comes forth and rectifies his issues and is able to keep his properties. But seeing as how this has been dragging on for 5 years and there's no indication of him actually doing any corrective actions, then it's come to this point.
But the other properties don't have code issues on them?
Not those specifically, correct.
Okay.
And so if he cleans everything in that particular property and he's able to remove the structures that were built on without any permits, then he could rectify that and still keep the property as well, correct?
And yeah. We'd have to resolve the fines one way or the other.
Yeah. Because he still has to pay the fines.
Either pay the fines or have them dismissed.
I'm okay with the foreclosure action against the one property. I mean, there's clearly a danger, to the public, but I don't want to cross-collateralize.
Don't foreclose the others. Just place a lien until it's paid.
You could foreclose on the one and take it if necessary.
What if that doesn't satisfy the amount of the lien? Yeah.
But the idea would be to...
If you foreclose on it, though, we could...
If the value of the property doesn't satisfy the lien, then what's your recourse?
I see what you're saying. That's difficult.
How much cost does the city have in it so far? Obviously, there's going to be some legal fees if we go forward with this, but do we have a rough idea of what cost we have for code violations and manpower or...
Just the fees that were accrued. Okay. We haven't done the calculation on administrative fees or anything like that yet.
To me, the biggest issue is the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the individuals that are living next door or right around him. It's just, we fought this on Park Avenue for a long time. Something that was in the county. And, it's just...
We still have the option, if he decides to clean up, to negotiate...
Yeah, we always have that option.
And I know we've done that in the past, so.
Yeah. Like I say, that'd be my wish, I'm sure the city's too.
Yes. Yeah.
That we'll come to a resolution and just clean and stays that way.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? We need a motion.
Motion to authorize city attorney to pursue foreclosure or collection action for code enforcement fines and liens on 114 North Street.
Second.
Does that include leaning any of the other non-homestead properties?
And all non-homestead properties.
And all the associated properties.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Recommendation to appoint Jacob Schumer from Gross Ends Group to serve as special magistrate. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. With the recent adoption of Ordinance 25-08, creating a new special magistrate position, it is the purview of the City Commission to appoint at least one person to fill that role. The code states the special magistrate should be a member in good standing of the Florida Bar for at least 5 years and demonstrate knowledge of municipal law, general procedures for enforcement of municipal codes, and possess a suitable temperament for the exercise of quasi-judicial powers. Jacob Schumer is a board-certified attorney who specializes in land use and local government law. He has served as the city's code enforcement board's attorney since April of 2024. Because Jacob meets the minimum qualifications outlined in the Ordinance 25-08, and because of his experience reviewing and advising on city code cases, and also because of his exemplary government law resume, the city recommends appointing Jacob Schumer from the Gross Hands Group as the city's special magistrate. Happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission. And who talked with him was you, Kurt, Dan, John. Y'all all got together
I've known him in the capacity of working on our code enforcement board, and he's always been a very very knowledgeable and very level-headed, and I think he'd be a great person for this position.
Yep. Okay. Good. Any other questions?
The person in the middle, Kurt. You agree with that?
Yeah. Yes. He's a very competent lawyer.
Even though he's competition, that's good.
Well, they're all levels.
Let's don't encourage you to start moving on his billing per hour. So it's okay. We need a motion.
I will move to appoint Jacob Schumer, the special magistrate, with the conditions and terms noted in the engagement of services letter.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Now we get to our favorite items. Recommendation to approve issuance of SRF loan for wastewater treatment facility in the amount of, $20,000? Was said 200,000. I'm sorry.
Wrong decimal there.
I'm missing the decimals in the wrong place.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. This is a request for execution of Amendment 1 to Loan Agreement WW480103. So FDEP provided notification on September 16th, 2024 through an SRF program final agency action that the city's Crest Avenue Wastewater Treatment Facility construction project was placed on the fundable portion of the priority list for a $20 million increase to the SRF project 48010 in FY25. Additionally, the unfunded costs of the project were placed on the waiting portion of the priority list for future funding, subject to segment caps established on an annual basis for the SRF program. The FDEP has requested that the city sign and seal a copy of Amendment 1, and then the FDEP will sign and the document and email and a fully executed original to the city. With that, staff would request an approval of the issuance of the $20 million SRF loan and execute the State Revolving Fund Amendment 1 to Loan Agreement WW480103. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission.
Can we ask for a discount?
Mayor, too, I just want to point out, if, when looking at this amendment, you're going to see the actual dollar amount at $25 million, a little over $25
million.
If you recall, we did have a $5 million loan already out there. So what this amendment is essentially doing is merging those two together. And then we're also establishing an interest rate of 1.64%. And I think that locks the rate as we potentially go forward. Hopefully we'll see that number go down, but at least it does establish a lock on it. So,
but it will be the 1.64 for the entire 26,674.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, we need a motion.
Motion to approve recommendation. Assurance of the SRF loan of West Water Treatment Facility and the execution state revolving funds amendment in the amount of $20 million.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you,
sir. Matters from citizens of Winter Garden. City Attorney.
Pass, Mayor. Thank you.
City Manager.
Yes, sir. On the dais, I've distributed a draft ordinance relating to the downtown residential overlay district, which places size restrictions on residential buildings within the downtown residential district, including gross floor area limitations. If you folks would be so kind to review it and provide any feedback that you do have. Next week, I will be distributing some what I will refer to as stress test, using various examples of properties that may have already been built or some that are possibly looking at being built, so you can kind of see how this this ordinance would apply. And then obviously, if you have any suggested revisions, we certainly would welcome that. Secondly, some good news. Boys and Girls Club was in this week, and they did their pre-construction meeting. So site work, I believe, has already gone. So we're going to start seeing more activity over there. They have submitted their full building permit plans, and that's currently under review as well. So we'll see that activity go. The county's stormwater drainage project in the newly annexed area over in the historic East Winter Garden neighborhood, they received notice to proceed as of Monday, February 10th, and they actually have 14 days for them to actually mobilize and go forward or mobilize their folks out there. And they may already be out there. I know they've been out there doing some survey work and that kind of stuff like that. We have completed the installation of the new park equipment at Xander's, so that has been very welcoming and exciting and being used quite a bit, so if you get a chance to stop by there. And a week ago, went to Tallahassee, met with several of our local delegation in pursuit of sponsorship on the House and the Senate side for some state appropriation requests for our favorite subject, the wastewater treatment facility. We did get confirmation that Representative Bankson is going to pick this up and sponsor us, so we're still waiting for the Senate confirmation, and we hope to see some funding this year and maybe over the next couple of years. So that's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Bennett.
I saw we're getting equipment as well, it looks like, at Jesse Brock, and it's exciting.
Yes, we're getting a new, I forgot about that new exercise equipment that's coming in.
I was going to ask about when that came in.
Yeah, that is on its way, too.
Yeah, wonderful, thank you.
Mm-hmm. People use that, I've been asked several times. Commissioner Holmes.
Thank you so much for everything you guys do. Thank you.
Commissioner Johnson.
I just want to thank staff for all the hard work, and the kids in East Winter Garden are really utilizing the new park. It's so good to see kids enjoying the park. I was there with them the other day. I'm like, pick up that trash. And they go, yes, ma'am. So they're taking care of things. So I'm really happy that they have a new park and they are enjoying it. So thank you to staff for caring for our community. Thank you.
Mr. Sharman.
When I walked in tonight, I was informed that Representative Senator Geraldine Thompson passed away. And I know a few years back, Scott, she's the kind of person that does what's best for the community. She even got Scott Boyd to support a re-election campaign a few years ago. Her character will be remembered. She was a person that had many mentees or mentored several people, and they'll live on. She will live on through them. And I appreciate that everything that she did for Winter Garden in our community when she was over our area.
I didn't know she was ill.
It was sudden, I think. Wow. I don't know the details, but
I think it was just breaking news.
Yeah, it was. Okay. So.
That's too bad. We'll miss her. Mm-hmm. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
Okay. With that, we will adjourn.